It is that time of year when TV producers pitch their fall season shows to advertisers, to the media. Netflix, CBS, HBO, they're all part of what are called the upfronts. But here's what's different this year. A little something called the writer's strike. NPR's Eric Deggans has been attending, and he's with us now. Hey, Eric.
Hi.
You have talked to us about this ritual. TV executives get on stage, tout how awesome their upcoming shows are going to be, get some buzz, sell some ads. What stuck out so far for you?
Well, the industry is changing so much, not just because of the writer's strike, but because of other things. The upfronts used to mostly be broadcasters, NBC, CBS, ABC. Mm-hmm. They would say, okay, here's all the shows that we have coming in fall. And advertisers, if you want to buy advertising early, we'll give you a discount. Well, you know, thanks to streaming and thanks to the way the industry is changing, the fall isn't quite as important. Broadcasting isn't quite as important. But advertising still is. So they had a bunch of events, starting with NBC and Fox on Monday. And, you know, I went to an event, a press conference that the CW held on Thursday, just to talk with the executives about, like, how is the industry changing and what's going on here? So with the writer strike, for example, the writers had picketed a lot of these events, and then the performers who were going to star in some of these shows did not want to cross the picket line, so they wound up having news broadcasters and sports broadcasters do the presenting rather than having the stars of the actual shows come. So it was a very different event. It was less star-studded. And we saw these fall schedules, in some cases, ABC and the CW especially, packed with unscripted shows that wouldn't be affected by the writer's strike.
Unscripted. So give us a few examples of what we're going to be seeing that's unscripted.
Sure. For example, ABC decided to move Dancing with the Stars, which was airing on a streaming service, back to ABC. So it's going to be on the core network again this fall. The CW bought this series called F-Boy Island. It's kind of a dating show that had been on HBO Max. So you can see these different broadcasters deciding, you know, what kind of live stuff, what kind of unscripted stuff can we present that won't get disrupted by needing to have writers created.
And for some of these networks, are they going in that direction anyway? Because the streaming services, Prime Video, Netflix, they're really good at these scripted, highly produced shows. So these networks are saying, well, what are we good at? And maybe we'll be good at the unscripted stuff?
Yeah, I think what we've seen with streaming services is that live programming and sports and what we call topical programming, like talk shows that talk about what happened that day, those are things that streaming services don't do nearly as well. And so that's where the broadcasters and the cable channels have tried to step up and say, hey, you know, if you want to see golf, if you want to see The Bachelor, and you want to see the episode when it airs so that you don't get spoiled who got kicked off, you know, you might want to watch a broadcaster for that.
All right. And just coming back to this ongoing writer strike, you know, what impact is it already having? I guess just shows that need real quick turnaround, say late night shows. And longer term, are producers worried that even these shows that have long runways are going to be affected?
Yeah, of course, there's the sense that the longer it goes on, the more disruptive it will be for the broadcasters, which hope to launch a bunch of new programming in the fall. What would normally happen if there wasn't a strike is that the networks would announce all the new shows that they're picking up right now. And then there'd be a little bit of a break, and then the writers' rooms would start to come together and they would start to write the scripts so that they could go into production, say, in September or late or August. All of that is going to get disrupted because the writers are on strike and they're not going to come together. So ABC advanced a fall schedule that didn't have any shows that would be affected by the strike. It was mostly unscripted programming. So some of these networks have said, you know, here's the new shows we're going to create if the strike gets resolved. We're not sure what our schedule is going to be in fall. ABC said, here's our schedule. And, you know, if the strike is still going on, we can still do what we want. The CW has only one show that will be disrupted. So each one of these broadcasters and channels are dealing with it in different ways.
It's the TV version of the supply chain issue.
In the same way that the pandemic accelerated trends that were already happening in streaming, this writer's strike threatens to accelerate trends that are already happening in what we call linear television, which is broadcast and cable channels, where younger people are not watching these platforms as much, and they have to lean on live and unscripted programming anyway, because that's what distinguishes them from the streaming services. So we're just, obviously, if the strike lasts until the end of the summer or beyond, the broadcasters are just going to have to lean into unscripted even more than they already were going to do.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, thanks as always.
Always a pleasure. Thanks a lot.